This is Paul Beston, Associate Editor of City Journal, and I'm talking with Judy Miller about her new article on our website, Don't Close Gitmo, which examines conditions at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center, as well as the broader issue of detentions in the War on Terror. Judy Miller is a contributing editor of City Journal, an adjunct fellow at the Manhattan Institute, and a Fox News contributor. Welcome.
Thank you, Paul.
President Obama promised just after he was sworn in to close Gitmo within a year, and we're about 4 months away from that deadline. Before we get to the issue of whether it should be closed, which your piece addresses, is there any chance that that time frame can realistically be met?
I was at a seminar on this just this week, and in fact, the betting is about 50-50 in terms of whether or not the Obama administration will be able to meet its own goal. But what seems clear is that whether or not they manage to physically close the facility, it is really unlikely that they will resolve the far more important issue of the legal status of the people being held there.
Right. The issue of detainees and torture has been fresh in the public mind again with the new revelations of abuse from the CIA Inspector General's report, which came out in the summer, although those abuses did not occur at Gitmo. And you write that the camp has, in fact, become what you call a model detention center. How are prisoners treated there?
Well, I think I also added in a surreal sense. I mean, they're a model. I don't think any place where people are being held in a kind of legal limbo constitutes a model detention center. But physically, in terms of the physical conditions, I've never seen such a well-run, caring, humane facility. All of those things, a lot of the things that one hears about Gitmo are simply not true. People are not held in solitary confinement for forever without access to money. There are 22,000 pieces of mail that the Red Cross carries back and forth every year to detainees at Guantanamo. There are all kinds of, I can't even begin to tell you how relatively well cared for these people are compared to what we hear about the American detention system, something, of course, I know a little about.
Right.
But I think what struck me as extremely unusual is that even as President Obama contemplates and moves towards closing this facility, hugely expensive improvements continue to be made every day at Gitmo to enhance the quality of care for the people there. And so as we move to close this place, hundreds of thousands of dollars of taxpayers' money is actually being spent to
just give us
make
a
this
few
all that it can
of
be.
Some of
okay.
the stuff they've got there.
Well, just a few of the things they told me about on my 3-day tour. Was a $440,000 to expand the recreation yards at what they call Camp 6, which is a medium security detention facility. $73,000 to install and build a new classroom for art classes and language classes, which the detainees are offered. Satellite cable lines were just being laid when I was there, and that was going to enable them to bring soccer games and other live entertainment to the detainees there, on and on and on. I mean, this is a place, Paul, with in which the U.S. taxpayer has already invested $185 million, and it has an operating budget of $120 million a year, and that's not counting, of course, the soldiers' salaries, quote, salaries, who work there. So this is an enormously expensive place to operate, but it's also one that provides better treatment than I think most of these people would ever get in a maximum security American facility.
Right. But as you point out in the piece, and as advocates for the detainees have been arguing all along, the issue is still about detainees' lack of legal rights, and they point out that most of them have still not even been charged with crimes yet. So how different is Obama on that question from President Bush, or is he different?
Well, that's what we're about to see, because he's making up his mind based on a task force that has not yet reported to him. In fact, the deadline for that task force has actually been extended as people begin to understand how complex these legal issues are. But yes, that is the problem with Gitmo. Gitmo is a legal limbo, and that is, as far as some civil libertarians believe, the lawyers who represent some of these people, and me, legal limbos should not exist in the United States. Mm-hmm. We've got to decide whether or not these people are prisoners of war, whether or not they qualify as prisoners of war, in which case, under the laws of war and the Geneva Conventions, they are to be held until the end of this war. Well, when is the war on terror going to be over? Or whether or not they are something in between. Are they terrorists? Are they criminals? Should they be handled in the civilian federal court system? Exactly. Right. So these are major issues. But, President Obama has really stunned a lot of people on the left by endorsing some things positions that look very close to what President Bush endorsed. Yeah. Rendition, for example, that's one of the big no-nos in terms of the left. And a lot of people, President Obama also expressed a willingness to consider and perhaps endorse military commissions to try these people. And certainly civil libertarians do not like that. They don't think that military commissions can provide the full panoply of rights that defendants are supposed to have. So there are a lot of areas in which President Obama's disappointing the base of his constituency.
You conclude that closing Gitmo would be what you call an empty gesture that makes little sense for the detainees at this point in taxpaying Americans. Why, in summary, do you conclude that it's important to keep Gitmo open?
I think that I do understand the symbolic importance of closing the place, but I also think that a better case can be made that some place like Gitmo is going to have to exist, and it's either going to be there where we've already invested an awful lot of money in upgrading and improving the conditions of detention, but also, I wonder whether or not moving this place north, creating Gitmo North, really makes any kind of sense. I would like to concentrate on resolving these people's legal status. How are these men, and who knows, one day it may be women, how are these people to be regarded, and what kind of rights are they going to have, and what kind of right of appeal, right of review of their incarceration are they going to have, and then, only then, consider whether or not you want to open or close Gitmo. To do the other just strikes me as a very political thing to do and something that's easy and it's going to, quote, enhance America's stature around the world, but it doesn't really deal with either what's in the best interest of the detainees at this point or what is in the best interest of the American taxpayer who's already spent an awful lot of money on this project.
Right. Well, thank you for your time, Judy. Judy Miller's article, again, is called Don't Close Gitmo, and it appears on City Journal's website, www.city-journal.org.